At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Maybe today is the day. We've been held hostage by Aaron Rodgers for quite some time now. Imagine covering the Jets on a daily basis. Rich Cimini has been doing that for a long time. ESPN NFL Nation reporter joins us on the program. How's morale, Rich?
Well, Dan, I have not been out of my house in literally a week, except to go out to get the mail and come back in. That's been it. So, yes, I've been held hostage by this.
What do you expect to happen today?
I don't expect him to go on the air at 1 o'clock Eastern and say, I've been traded to the Jets for this, this, and this. And there's still a lot of work to be done. I think there's a chance he may go out there and say, I'm going to play football this year, which he has not said publicly to this point, and I would like to play for the Jets. I think there's a chance he might say that, but he's not going to announce a final trade.
What do you make of the wish list by Rodgers?
It's a legitimate story. I think it's been overblown a little bit. I don't think he said, here's a list of demands. I have to have these guys to play for the Jets. I think when the Jets were out there in Southern California last week, they had a discussion on some players that he wouldn't mind playing with if he came to the Jets. And I think so. It's more of a collaborative thing. And Alan Lazard, who I believe they're going to sign, he's a legitimate player. I mean, even if they don't get Rodgers, he's a legitimate add to the roster.
But then you throw in Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis. I didn't know Mercedes Lewis was still in the league, but what's the likelihood that they sign those two guys?
That, I think, would be overkill. I mean, Mercedes Lewis is 38 years old. I guess he's a good blocking tight end. Tight end is actually one of the Jets' better positions. I don't think they need a tight end. Randall Cobb, 32, could he be a backup slot receiver and play 10 snaps a game? Yeah, I guess he could, but that's usually a spot for a younger guy. So I think those might be stretching the limits a little bit. And as for Odell Beckham, I think at this point that would be a luxury for the Jets. I don't think the Jets have the cap room to accommodate him.
$20 million a year? That's the reported per year salary?
I mean, he's not going to get that, but even if he got 15, the Jets, they're pretty much pressed against the salary cap, especially if they get Rodgers. So I do not see that happening.
What's plan B for the Jets?
Plan B is now starting for the New Orleans Saints. Derek Carr was their plan B. Yeah, so there went plan B. I know there was a talk about Garoppolo being the plan C. I don't think the Jets were ever seriously considering Garoppolo. I think everyone had him earmarked for the Raiders, which is where he ended up. I think they would be in serious trouble. I think they would probably look into trading for Ryan Tannehill, maybe even signing a Jacoby Brissett. There would be serious trouble and serious backlash from a very angry fan base.
What about Lamar Jackson?
I mean, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I should have mentioned him. That's kind of the obvious guy. I just don't know if the Jets are going to pay $200 million guaranteed. I know for a fact when Deshaun Watson was available a couple of years ago, and this is before all the off-the-field stuff came to light, the Jets did have some preliminary interest at that point. This is before they drafted Zach Wilson. Once the other stuff came out, they backed off. But I think at that time, they were taken aback by the size of the contract he got from Cleveland. So I'd be kind of surprised if they made a run at Lamar Jackson.
I don't know how you felt about this, but I thought Derek Carr made more sense because I could get 4 years out of Derek Carr and no drama. Now, Rodgers, I don't know how long I get. Now, does he give me a higher ceiling? Yes, but I don't want to start over again in a year or two with a team that is going to be a playoff team. What do you make of that?
I'm in the other school, Dan, so I have to disagree a little bit. You know, I see the advantages of Carr. Also, they wouldn't have had to give up any trade compensation for Carr. It would have just been cold, hard cash. So that was the other argument for Carr. And I totally get it. I think he's a mid-level quarterback who could probably get the Jets from 7 wins to 10 wins. But I think I'd rather take my shot with a guy like Rodgers. Yeah, it may only be for a year or two, but I think there's a much higher ceiling with an Aaron Rodgers. Plus, he could attract some players. I think he could galvanize, just because of who he is, a talented young roster. I think he would bring that element to it as well. And, of course, maybe in 2 years, you're staring into the abyss again at quarterback. Like, who's our guy? The Jets still have Zach Wilson under contract for 2 more years. They claim he's still part of their long-term plan. I'm not so sure about that. But you're right. That's the downside. In 2 years, you could be left with nothing.
Would they have let Mike White go if they weren't confident that they were getting Aaron Rodgers?
I think they would have made a stronger attempt to keep Mike White. Coaching staff loves him. Locker room loves him. Mike White, I think, would have come back under different circumstances. But where's the opportunity? I mean, they say that Zach Wilson's going to be the backup. I think Mike White makes a clean break. He gets a much better opportunity in Miami. It's his hometown team. He got a good contract. So I think that worked out really well for him.
Any similarities with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, aside from the obvious ones?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I've had so many moments of deja vu. I, of course, was covering the Jets during the Favre thing, and the only difference really was the calendar. Back then, it was like late July, early August, but it was a lot of the same stuff. You know, does he want to play? You know, does Green Bay want him back? You know, there's the stare down. I remember talking to Mike Tannenbaum, their GM, many times over the years. He said he tried for 3 weeks calling Brett Favre. He got a no for 3 weeks straight and finally got him to say yes. So a lot of similarities, two different personalities, of course, Favre and Rodgers. You couldn't get more different, but a lot of deja vu moments for me over the last couple of weeks.
And this has been brought up. How's Rodgers going to deal with the New York media? And I said, well, Dick Young is not there anymore. Mike Lupica is not there. I mean, I don't know how, you know, he's going to be peppered with questions. But explain the New York media now dealing with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that narrative is a little overblown. Maybe it's just because I'm in the New York media and I'm too close to it. But I don't think we're as bad and vicious as people make us out to be. I mean, you know, yeah, we ask hard questions when the guy performs poorly. You know, you get tough questions. I mean, just ask Zach Wilson. You know, he had a rough go last year. But I think it's how you handle it. Ultimately, how you play. If he comes in and throws touchdown passes, it's going to be paradise for him. The fans will embrace him. The media will embrace him. I just think, Dan, that's overblown a little bit. I just don't think it's that way.
Have fun. Have fun today, and whenever this happens, hopefully you get out of the house and go to dinner or something and celebrate.
I heard we got some snow yesterday. I haven't been able to confirm that yet, though, but I will soon.
Thank you, Rich.
Right. Thanks, Dan.
That's,
take care.
Rich Cimini. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I was curious, Mike Francesa's take on this. The Radio Hall of Famer, he took the temperature of New York sports for quite a few decades there with Mad Dog Russo, former WFAN host and host of the Mike Francesa podcast. And that's Bet Rivers Network. You can listen to Mike. Instant reactions to the biggest games and unbiased sports talk each week. Mike, good to have you back. Where do you stand on Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets? Yay or nay?
Nice to be with you. First, let me put a plug in for Bet Rivers for all you folks who need to make wages because they pay the bills. As far as I think the Jets want him a lot. I don't think the Packers want him at all. But I think he's trying everybody's patience. And let me say this. If he doesn't make an announcement today, then he can get lost. I think that he will have worn out his time period. It's over. He's captivated the city and the media for long enough, and there comes a point where everyone just says, enough, goodbye. And I think he's pushing the limit right now. So hopefully he puts this to bed today.
But I wonder about this wish list that you're bringing in these players. I don't know if you bring in OBJ, if they
please
can afford
no.
him.
Please no.
You don't want OBJ in a Jets uniform?
I don't want him. I can't stand him. I couldn't stand him when he was here. A guy who will ruin every team he's on. I don't want him anywhere near the Jets. The Jets have a chance to be terrific. Mm-hmm. And for him to come in with a wish list of basically guys who are on the other side of it at best, except for one, I mean, be quiet. Come here, lead, quarterback, cash your big check, and shut up. I mean, geez. I mean, he's annoyed me to the point where I really wanted him here in the worst way because I want to watch him play. He's a brilliant quarterback, as talented a quarterback as I've ever seen. But the other stuff, the baggage and all the nonsense and the wish list and everything else, be quiet and come here and just be the quarterback.
Is he overrated or overcovered?
He's overcovered. On the field, he is not overrated, although his postseason play leaves a lot to be desired when you look at it compared to his regular season play. He has not. You look at guys, and the guys we revere the most are the guys who if not lift their postseason performances, at least make them equal to their regular season performances. He's not one of those. Peyton Manning wasn't one of those. Derek Jeter was one who did it the other way, and that's why he's so revered. Tom Brady, same thing. They were better in the big game. Joe Montana was brilliant in the big game. So those are the guys we revere the most, and I think he has been on the other side. He has not been as good in the postseason in the big game as he's been in the regular season, where he has been the best quarterback for a very long time.
What is plan B for the Jets?
Now I don't think they have one, but let me say this. I heard someone say ones. If they give up a one, considering how boxed in the Packers are, it would be the worst horse trading in the history of the NFL. They should never, ever give up a one in this, because the Packers have no choice but to get rid of them. If they give up anything better than a conditional two, I think they got it absolutely taken in the deal.
But I also wonder about this, Mike. We're talking to Mike Francesa, that the Packers may look at this, that Rodgers is asking for these items. They sign Lazard. If they're going to bring in Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis, that it feels like the Packers may have a little leverage with them to say, all right, you're down the road with him. You're going to make this deal. We'd like a little bit more from you guys.
I think the Packers are so desperate to get out from under him and his money right now that they will just say goodbye. And the deal, my understanding, the deal's done. So the deal was done. If the deal is done with any number ones, I think the Jets got taken to the cleaners, because the Packers are completely desperate. And if you notice, look around. There's nobody else who wants them.
Yeah. Explain the Jets' history here to people, just so they get a sense of, and you were there. You
clueless.
Know.
I mean, just one word, clueless. I mean, there's no other word. An owner who has no idea, hired the wrong people, set the wrong tone, made the wrong moves, made the wrong deals, throw in bad luck, and you have a franchise that has been completely inept, and that's what they are.
Robert Saleh and Aaron Rodgers. How will that marriage work?
I think it'll work fine, because I think he will leave them alone. He's a defensive coach. They have a terrific defense. They have a great defense. And they have personnel. Hall's is a terrific back if he's healthy. Wilson's a wonderful receiver. I'd go out with that 13th pick and take the Notre Dame tight end and give him that target. I think that kid's going to be a superstar. That's what I would do. They go out and get another receiver, maybe draft one, maybe an inch away. They got to buff up the offensive line a little bit. Their defense is right now as good as any defense in the National Football League. I think that they are an inch away with the right quarterback.
Okay, where do you have them? Let's start with the AFC East. Are they comparable to Buffalo if Rodgers comes there?
Yes.
Miami?
Better.
Patriots didn't do anything in the offseason.
No, not even a discussion.
Okay. Now let's take it out of the AFC East. Where would the Jets stand? Start with the...
In my mind, second to Kansas City.
Really?
Yes.
Second best team in the AFC?
Yes, with Rodgers. And with Rodgers focused and understanding what he has to do, and I'm hoping that's the case, because I think Rodgers still has a lot left. Let's be honest. He threw a lot of passes last year that were dropped. You had a lot of guys run the wrong routes. They ran the wrong routes all season. They ran the wrong routes in the red zone. He was completely upset and really terrorized by them more than anything else. I think he's got everything he has. I think he could be good for three more years minimum if he wants to do it. I really do. I think he's got a lot left.
That's what...
If he wants to come here and get this done and not be off in a tent somewhere or worrying about Jeopardy or whatever's on his mind, I don't know. The bottom line is, he comes in, and I'm all for him taking the number 12. I thought that was a very nice move by Joe Namath, who is a wonderful person and as gracious a superstar. And Joe is as big a superstar as there has ever been if you're my age. Joe meant it. He meant it a good way. And there's a symmetry there from 12, 50 years ago to now, 12 again. I like that. Let him wear it. Wear it with pride. Wear it and try to take this team and lead it. And they have the talent to be really something special if he is all in.
You can hear more of Mike, the Mike Francesa podcast from Bet Rivers Network. While I have you, are you all in on the Knicks?
I like where they're going. I'm not all in. I love Brunson. The Hart move was perfect. It made them better. It made them cohesive. It gave them a real rotation. It made them better both sides of the both ends of the floor. They're playing really well now. The Brunson ankle was a bit of a problem because it set them back a little bit. They still won on the West Coast, which was good. I think they could go in and they could win a series. I don't think they'll go past that, but that will light up this town, and the town has bought them and bought into them for the first time in years, and the biggest reason is Brunson. His leadership, he was worth it. He was worth more, double what he got. That's how good he's been. He's a leader. He's a winner. Bringing Harden was a great move. They're there now if they don't screw it up. They have to exchange Randall for one more really good or top player. If they can do that, because I'm not a big Randall guy, and he's terrible in the fourth quarter. If they can do that, they could finally maybe challenge. But right now, I think they're going to go in the playoffs and win a round.
Great to catch up with you, Mike. Good luck with
Thank
the
you.
Podcast, and thanks
and
for joining us.
I have no faith in Adam Sandler's bracket, I can tell you that right now.
Who do you have winning it all?
I think Alabama is the best team, and Miller's the best player, as long as he's not complicit in a capital murder, which imagine we have to say that before the tournament starts. Yeah. As long as he's not complicit in a capital murder, I think they can go all the way. Imagine making that statement.
I know. Well, I wonder how much of a storyline this becomes, Mike, as Alabama progresses in the tournament.
I don't know, but he's the closest thing to Durant I've ever seen. I know the big guy is the whole draft this year because he's such a freakish player, but I would take Miller second. I think Miller is the closest thing to Durant I've ever seen. He is a great player.
Thank you, Mike.
See you, Dan. Take care.
That's Mike Francesa. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Diana Rossini's been covering this. In fact, I was watching, what was it, yesterday when it was dueling phones with Diana and Shefty, and I was like, oh, whoa, this is getting serious. At least it looked like it was serious. Diana joining us, and she, of course, part of SportsCenter, the special feature today at 3 Eastern on ESPN, leading into NFL Live. Any updates, Diana?
Hi, Dan. It's great to be here. Always just sucking me for information, man.
Yeah.
So good to hear your voice. I first just want to address that I changed my background for those listening. The last time I was with Dan, I was in Stephen A. Smith's office. It wasn't very impressive. And I decided that I wanted to go into the actual NFL Live studio today. Whoa. To just try to show you I've got some juice around here now, Dan. It's incredible. Someone's like, let's help this girl out. So I hope you're impressed today.
Can you show us more of the studio there? Can you show us with your camera? Just, oh, wow, that is cavernous.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. It is.
That might be the studio that I built, Diana.
You know what? I would guess that it is. So thank you for that, Dan. Once again.
Is there a building with my name on it up there? Have they done that yet? Or is there a plaque or a statue? I haven't been up there in a long time.
There is this small little coffee maker next to the cafeteria, and it just says Dan on it. And apparently that's what you got here. That's what you left.
Well, that was my parting gift. I gave that. Yeah. And that's okay. Just as long as they remember me when I'm long gone. All right. Any updates?
All right. So no updates as of now, right? So let's just get to this, right? So look, nobody knows for sure if Aaron is going to hop on the Pat McAfee show today and make that announcement. Because we do know that this isn't completely done yet in terms of the trade between these teams, between the Jets and the Packers. So it's not official. So while I'm sure Aaron can find creative ways to get around it. So I'm curious to see if he'll just come out here and say, yeah, I've been talking to the Jets and that's where I'd like to play. I think it would probably behoove him to do that because I know here in the New York area, I think fans are starting to lose their minds a little bit. The best way I've described it, I think a lot of these people feel like they're sitting in traffic going in the wrong direction in terms of their frustration with the situation as they're waiting for an answer.
Well, you had the wish list report, and I don't know if it's a demand list or just a, hey, if you guys would consider this, that would be great. They sign Alan Lazard. Mercedes Lewis is probably a year younger than me. Randall Cobb is also thrown in there. And then OBJ wants $20 million a year. Wish list or demand list?
Oh, it is a wish list, right? And it's smart business from Aaron Rodgers. He's got all the leverage in the world right now. And look, he said to the Jets, here are some guys I want to play with. Take a look into this. See if you can get them. Nathaniel Hackett has familiarity with a lot of these guys as well. We could use some veteran leadership in New York as well, with most, you know, the core of the Jets being pretty young at this point. So I think it's one of those things where people see a wish list and they immediately think that means I must have. Not all wishes come true, right? So I equate it to my Amazon wish list. That thing's packed. I'm not getting all that stuff, though, you know? I mean, I send it to my husband all the time, but he doesn't buy half of it. You know, maybe one or two things. So,
and he wants OBJ too, and that's kind of weird. So, you know, some competition there.
Yeah, for sure. But that goes back to his days in Green Bay where, you know, he wanted a little bit more roster control. And Green Bay, based on the roster, it never looked like they gave him that much of that power. So now he has this opportunity to do that. And there's more on the list, Dan. And you're a wonderful interviewer, and I know you're going to try to get me to tell you the rest of these guys, but I'm going to try to be disciplined today and keep it to myself for now. But yeah, look, the Jets are willing to work with him. They're trying to make him happy and also trying to build a team that they think can be at its best. And some of these players, they agree with that could make the Jets better. But I think it's pretty obvious based on this list that these are Aaron's choices. And we'll see if the Jets will be able to fulfill some of these wishes.
But when you talk about the wish list, and so why were these names revealed and the other names that are on the wish list weren't?
Truthfully, I just decided not to share them all.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had spoken to some people around the league and also in New York just about how this was all going down. And, you know, New York has been operating with a free agent list of players that they've been looking into. And then there's one section of it that Aaron would like as well.
What does that mean?
When they met, Aaron said, here are some guys I like. Let's get them, right? It doesn't mean he's not going to the Jets if he doesn't get, New York Jets aren't able to pay for Odell Beckham Jr., who's got an asking price of 15 to 20 million right now, which, you know, from having some conversations this morning with some teams that are interested in Odell, they don't actually think that's going to be the number they're going to land at. You know, it's ask for 20, get 10, right? It's just the negotiation tactic that we all know. But what if the Jets can do it? You know, what if the Jets are able to negotiate this? These are some of the guys he would just like on his team.
These are free agents, though. Does Aaron have players on his wish list that aren't free agents?
I really don't want to come on this show anymore.
How many players are not?
There are players that Aaron would like to play with that he has played with in Green Bay.
Okay.
Some of them are still in Green Bay.
Okay. Is David Bakhtiari on that list?
I think he would love to play with David Bakhtiari. They've got a great relationship.
No, I just said, is he on the list?
Is he on the list? You know, I'm not sure. I'm not certain on it. But I know he is a player that the Jets know. The Jets are well aware that Aaron Rodgers likes David Bakhtiari.
Okay. All right.
You know, but
by the way, what's the holdup here?
The holdup. It's actually between the Packers and the Jets. They are still working out the deal.
Compensation. Right?
Compensation. It's not the contract. It's the trade. So we are waiting for word that they've been able to agree. It's been a back and forth for over a week now. And Dan, it's why there's also a chance that when Aaron speaks soon, we actually may not get an answer. Do I think he's going to say he's going to New York? I do. But there's a chance that he doesn't because it's not official and it's not complete. And he wants to make sure this is all complete.
What do the Packers want in compensation?
So we don't know. We don't know right now. We've heard a couple of the negotiation, things that were spoken at the negotiation table, we'll call it. But we don't know for sure right now. So, it'll all come out very soon. But I know last time you and I spoke, we were talking about the Jets perhaps not having to give up a first rounder. My colleague, Adam Schefter, who's been all over the story as well, has shared that the Packers had thought that maybe they would want two first round picks from the New York Jets. So we're kind of talking to both sides, trying to get an idea of where they're at. But right now, we don't know.
What leverage do the Packers have?
Not much. And this is what I think is really interesting because, you know, we know that President Mark Murphy, we've all heard the interview by now. And if you haven't, he basically just at a girls' high school basketball game, shared his thoughts on the future of the Packers. And it was pretty clear it does not include Aaron Rodgers. And as soon as I heard those words, I realized they just showed their hand.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the Jets knew that, but you publicly just said it. We want to move on, right? That's our plan. So I'm not sure how much leverage they have. Now, look, the Packers save a lot of money if they wind up moving Aaron after June 1 compared to now. And that's going to be really interesting to keep an eye on. This could possibly, and I'm not trying to be dramatic here, this could drag out.
Yeah.
This really could, depending on the business side of this, if they're able to work it out or not.
Do the Jets want Aaron Rodgers more than the Packers don't want Aaron Rodgers?
How the heck could you measure that? Does my ex-boyfriend hate me more than my husband loves me?
Yeah. Well,
in my scenario, definitely ex-boyfriend hates me more than my husband loves me, because my husband loves me about like an inch, especially right now, because I haven't been home in 2 days. I've left him home with two kids in diapers for 48 hours, and you know, he's stuck with my mom. It's a miserable situation there at that house. I have not called, actually, because I just don't want to hear
it. There's no reason to. No.
Exactly. At this point, I'm just digging in, Dan. I'm like, let me just get through free agency here. And you know, I look forward to the weekend of no one talking to me and my children.
I would go on the road for SportsCenter, and I had four kids under the age of seven. I would call home and hope my wife didn't answer, but I would get credit for calling because I knew it was going to be chaos.
Yeah, and kids these days, I have a one-year-old and a five-month-old. The one-year-old, they can't do anything, you know, for themselves. They need us. And, you know, my husband works, I work. My mother, you know, she raised her own kids. She doesn't want to raise babies. So. Like, this is a whole other issue.
Yeah,
but,
no.
You know, to me, like, it's funny, you know, because I love what I do, and free NFL free agency is my favorite time of year. This is so much fun. I'm in awe of my colleague, Adam Schefter. I love being part of it. I'm honored he includes me in this. But for me, every single time you see me on TV and I'm talking about this stuff, I can promise you in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about if when I get home, if my husband's serving me papers. That basically say move the heck out. So Aaron, if you need a home, there's a chance in Bergen County, a decent home is available to you, because it could be for sale after this week. But look, I'm hoping to get some answers here on Aaron Rodgers soon. I think it's time, you know, and here's what happens too, Dan, as the journalists that are covering this, the more time goes, the more we dig, right? Because we're talking about it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I just think that the more this drags out, the more we're just going to keep digging on it. And it's just nobody wants all this information out. Who would? So I'm excited to see what Aaron's going to say here soon.
Thanks for joining us. More importantly, good luck with your marriage.
If you know anyone single, give me a call.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.